Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.
He turned me down flat cold. Said, "Kid, I don't have any time for you. I'm busy, and you'll just have to make your own way." Said, "You know, that's just not right. It really hurt me. I had to find out by other ways what an architectural practice was like."
That experience had an everlasting effect on Patrick, and it was the underlying inspiration to him for sharing his stories and his career experiences in his book and in this podcast.
If ever a young architect or somebody thinking about architecture as a career ever came to me, and I did this including the times when I was CEO of HOK, I would always, always take the time to listen and to help that person understand.
So you've witnessed not only the growth and evolution of a world-class architecture firm, but you've really witnessed the evolution of a profession.
Well, yes, I think so. You know, when I started in the practice, architects were just beginning to get on airplanes to go see clients in other cities. They were just beginning to explore the world, basically, and bring design services to other places. You know, if you're really good at designing, let's say, an airport, well, there's a huge growth of aviation around the world. One airport and another airport, they all work kind of the same. So expertise in designing something is something the world needs. And I think the successful architect will not reinvent everything. The successful architect will build on knowledge that he or she has access to. I think that's an important part of what the practice can and should be, and it's an important part of what the book is.
And so the book is a way for you to document and tell the stories of HOK that you've learned that have become part of the culture of that practice, but also to be able to share some of those stories and the lessons that you've learned through HOK to other architects and other people.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it pains me to say this, but I think the architecture world, architects are struggling as a group. And the world needs us. The world needs design. The world needs better design, quality design. People live in and work in and go to school in the buildings that we create, or the buildings that are created sometimes without architects. And I believe that all the people in the world need good design, just as we're used to good design with the smartphone or the computer or the automobile or the airplane that we fly in. We need good buildings, and we need good buildings that are designed in good cities, that are designed around people, not cars. And so part of this is also, I think of myself as a missionary, that I want architects to take the central place that they, I think, used to have, being real contributors to a healthy society.
Thank you. so proud to announce this new weekly podcast sharing the story of building a world-class architecture firm with my friend, former CEO of HOK, Patrick McLaney. And it's hosted by me, Mark R. LePage. Build Smart is available right now. Listen to episode one and subscribe to the show anywhere you listen to podcasts and at GableMedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
Calling all small firm architects, it's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast, it's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. So for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success.